This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines for the major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. Turnaround.
New L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman doing a 180, reversing the previous D.A.'s stance on the possible release of the Menendez brothers. Hochman saying he will ask a court to keep them in prison, saying they have spent years lying, not admitting to their lies.
The Menendez brothers persist in telling these lies.
Overnight, a low of 35. Tuesday's high, 45.
A court hearing is set for later this month when a judge could decide if the brothers deserve to get parole. Alex Stone, ABC News, in downtown L.A.
Israeli negotiators are in Qatar resuming talks with Hamas over phase two of the Gaza ceasefire agreement.
Friday near 70 with rain likely at night.
The latest on Pope Francis continues to improve at the Rome Hospital, recovering from pneumonia.
He's been
in the hospital more than 3 weeks. Most of the world has dirty air, which is 17% of cities globally meeting air pollution guidelines. That from a report from the Switzerland-based database IQ Air. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Spain, Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berry. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond. The likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted merganser were found dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and the Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain in force. Or a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land. Check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yeah, sounds so sweet.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers. Now on 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they have a great season. They were all, we didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks, Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both for four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich, back from back surgery with a home run.
That's something I can play at a pretty high level. I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level. And, you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Chwaba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? is, despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening, and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. So we
grew. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty. Look for lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. Currently 35 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of Doge cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. At the very end of the show, we always wrap it up with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, we have an update for you on a previous Tisbet. Some surprising results from this.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to stick around for that. Right now, though, very excited to be joined by our next guest. Armani Millens is here, and we are going to talk about Showcase Apollo, which is coming up in Milwaukee at the end of the month. Good morning, Armani. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Apollo MKE. This is happening on Saturday, March 29th. What can people look forward to if they're going to check this out?
It's going to be a fun show. You can look forward to great performances. You can look forward to a lot of fun. It's going to be food. It's going to be comedians. Have the ability to boo people off the stage. You want to without getting in trouble.
Where do I get there? How do I get there?
It's going to be a fun event.
So is it really like crowd support determines whether or not you get to keep your act going?
That's the part. It's three judges. And a part of the whoever wins is going to be selected by rounds. And the final round is going to be amount of judge in the audience to determine the winner.
Tough.
And the winner actually is going to get fans to elevate their career.
Tough crowds, man. Tough crowds, boy. You got to, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just trying to get people to not only show their talent, but not be afraid to get any kind of bad feedback from their talent and go back in the lab and try to come back.
Yeah, that's very. I mean, I'm a comedian and I produce shows, and that's one of the things we see all the time is people. They're very afraid to get on stage, and when they do,
it's intimidating.
It's very intimidating, and usually people are pretty cool, but I would say if I was standing on stage and I knew I was gonna get booed, I'd be like, I don't know if I would do this. So,
Armani, did we lose you? I think we lost him.
Okay.
Armani, if you can still hear us, you can give us a call at 855. Yeah, there you are. Now you're back. We lost you just for a second there. So what kind of audition process did you have to try and narrow it down? How many acts are we talking about are going to happen on the 29th?
Well, we're looking at about 12 acts competing. Then we also highlight artists. Like, one thing about our company is we're coming out so if some artist is not in the competition and we're highlighting just to get them a little bit more, you know, leverage in their career. And Yeah, about 12 artists. The way that we did the submissions were kind of hand-picked for people, you know, to a certain extent. We inbox people, we search for people online, on Facebook, on Instagram, all over. And we did a lot of that. And we kind of hand-picked submissions and gave them a chance. And it also was a registration fee. So, you know,
it's gotta be tough to be a struggling artist, and I know Milwaukee is a healthy music scene, but still, it's tough when you're starting out and trying to get some attention and trying to get some legs behind your career. Have some of these folks who are going to be performing on the 29th, and they've been around for a long time?
Some of them have. Some of them, like, never seen before. Some of them are new artists. Milwaukee, not just Milwaukee, just Southeastern Wisconsin. You know, we are a red ass talent that, like, the rest of the world doesn't really know about. Them. So, like, you gotta find the talent. So, yeah, it's hard when you're a struggling artist. Also, it's hard to find. Like, for art, take a lot of work to be an artist. This is the first step for a lot of them. You know, we've been working with a lot of the top artists in Southeastern Wisconsin, you know, for the past 2 years. And some people are elevated, such as, you know, JP, and Shake on P, and Big Frank, and, like, a lot of people are
having some connection issues. Yes. I'm sure he'll be back in just a second. But I think it's interesting. If you are a performer, you cannot expect that everyone is just going to come to you and find you and trip over you somehow.
No, you got to put yourself out there. And as I mentioned, even if you stand on that stage and you get booed, for an artist, for someone who really wants to do it, and I'm speaking more from the comedy aspect, if you are getting booed, some comics are like, yes, I will be, I love this, it's a reaction regardless, or I will take all this feedback, I will be better the next time you see me, and I'll be...
Take it as a challenge.
It's about becoming undeniable. That's what you want to be. You want to be undeniable, so everyone wants to book you.
It's called Clap or Boo.
Yeah.
Clap or Boo, Apollo Showcase Milwaukee, for a night of music, dance, and entertainment. The address is 6737 North Tetonia. Some of the most talented performers in Milwaukee showcasing their skills. The in-person events will be a night to remember. Again, Clap or Boo, the Apollo Showcase MKE is coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. The doors will be opening at 6 p.m. and we will include link in our show notes if you want to check out tickets and check that out. I think that's really intimidating. The whole clap or boo thing. But wasn't that the original Apollo? Isn't that how they did it?
You watch the Apollo. I remember when I was a kid after Saturday Night Live, they showed the Apollo. And if the audience didn't like it, they let you know.
I like that.
I have a friend of mine who has an amazing Apollo story, how she got booed off the stage twice in one night. It was first taping, and yeah, it was really just downhill very quickly. But yeah, it's intimidating. I don't know if I can do it. I've been doing it a long time. I don't know if I want people to boo me. I'd be like, can you just like me? Can you all just like me?
Yeah, I was just saying that's a lot, you know. And those performers have to have pretty tough skin if they're gonna stand up there.
Yeah, they do. Hey, but we're going to support him. If you get booed, it's going to be booed out of love. It's going to be booed out of love. And, can I give a few shout-outs?
Of course. Yeah, sure. Go
ahead. Okay, I want to shout-out MKE Direct. That's the person who put this together. Cartier, Chris. I appreciate him. Shout-out Running Rebels. Shout-out everybody who's in Milwaukee. Anybody that helps out. You and our community, the artists, anybody who has musical talent, artistic, I don't care if you draw, I don't care if you dance, I don't care if you sing, I don't care if you ride a unicycle, I don't care. Regardless of what it is, I want to support you.
It's such an important outlet, isn't it, Armani? Just as you said, whether you draw, whether you do write poetry or whatever your thing is, it's just so important for you individually and then for the community as well.
I believe interviewing is a hard thing. I believe the way that you guys interview people, that's a form of a hard thing. Anything that we do that shows our talent, that's a good talent to have. I can't see it in front of somebody.
Well, that's so nice of you. We're not going to come to the showcase and perform because I don't want to get booed.
I was just going to sing regardless of whether I was invited or not. I'm just going to sing.
Well, y'all more than welcome to come. I'll have
Oh, that's lovely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Clap or boo. Apollo Country Showcase MKE coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. For folks who are considering going, Armani, as far as the musical guests, is there a wide variety of musical styles?
It's a wide variety. I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily wide as either singing or rapping, but it's a lot of different talents. Like, you have women, you have men, you have young teens, you have older people. Like, it's a lot of different variety of talents. It's going to be a lot of different genres of music. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I hope everyone shows up.
And I was looking at some of your past events. It looks like you sell tickets real well. So people get those tickets right now before they sell out?
Yeah, go get the tickets right now.
Get the tickets. Do not wait.
Get those tickets right now. And it's beautiful outside. It's beautiful outside. The weather is breaking. It's going to be beautiful. I believe I'm going to keep going to existence. March 29th. We do live in Wisconsin, though.
Yes, we do. Very much so.
It could be hot one day and be a blizzard the next day.
Could be a whiplash.
Just press, cross our fingers.
Yeah, could be whiplash weather. You never know what Mother Nature's going to come up with once the end of the month rolls around. But for people who are considering maybe next year, is this an ongoing thing, Armani, or is this a one-shot?
This will be an ongoing thing. We try to keep it a few times a year.
Okay.
So we actually have one in November, and we have one in March, but we may not have another one after the summer.
Well, you got time to rehearse before November, before it comes up again when they're looking for more talent.
Correct, Bob.
Yeah, you got time.
I'll practice.
I really want Greg on the show. I want to be Greg. You look like an artist.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You got the look, baby. You got the look.
Oh, would you stop it with all your compliments?
Armani Millens has been our guest talking about Clap or Boo Apollo MKE coming up on Saturday, March 29th. Hope it's a huge success for you, Armani. Thank you so very much for joining us. And as I said, we will put this in our show notes with all the links so people can find the tickets and all the details. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Owners. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide, or global if you have the app, baby. It's Civic Media Radio Network.
Your experts
we'll be right
in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all. From clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Get ready to laugh the night away at Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock coming up Friday, March 21st. Enjoy a delicious dinner and an evening of stand-up comedy featuring the hilarious Mike Mercury and Brian Hicks, plus live music from Donnie Rasek.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Reserve your tickets today at events@castlerock.com.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the President of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the President of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency, it understands your home and how you live in it.
What
how cool
shadow
is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only
when
from
you adopt
carrier.
The shelter
carrier.
You
turn
not
to
only
the
enjoy
experts.
Love and
see Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
A chance
hello,
to experience
this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running
join
for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken
Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation has been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, I think, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters.
All the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From beautiful fresh cut flowers
news from the center, WRCE.
You'll find something for all occasions.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
holidays,
Media.
Or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and Bird, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is all glitchy today. I don't know what's going on with that. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk bees, baby. So they talked about considering being a backyard beekeeper, there's a way you can do that. And they'll send them right to your house. I love this.
I love this, too. And I love this, honestly, I love this for other people.
We're going to talk to Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet about bees.
Nice.
And how you can become a backyard beekeeper. This is a growing thing. A lot of people have been doing this. And a lot of people who live in urban areas have been doing this.
Yes, I have a lot of friends who have been getting into the beekeeping world. And you know, not like a, like they'll have, I don't know, I would say it's small.
Yeah, probably 2 to 3.
Exactly.
Boxes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they enjoy a lot. They make their own honey. They go to farmers markets. It's a nice hobby to have.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's critically important to things that we eat.
Yes.
It really, really is. So stick around for that. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet joining us after the 11:30 news. We did this for a Tisbat a while ago.
Yeah.
And now we have an update on this, too. Firefest, which I keep wanting to call Fryfest for whatever reason.
Firefestival!
But if you are not familiar with the original Firefest, Greg, give us a little recap of that highly successful event.
Firefest was supposed to be a festival featuring some of the biggest musical acts around the world, in the world,
right?
On one stage over the course of a weekend. This guy named Billy McFarland put it all together. And I mean, it was expensive too. It was like a tropical Coachella. And getaway, you could go just to the shows, or you could book all these like huge, like get yourself a boat with all the get breakfast with the stars, that kind of stuff. Well, people knew right away that something was up because when people arrived, they weren't being all out off the buses or the planes, and there was nothing going on. Acts were dropping out left and right when they found out that this was entirely a sham.
There was no infrastructure.
There was
bathrooms.
No bathrooms. Barely any food. If you just Google Fire Festival lunch, you will see a styrofoam box with like a cheese sandwich. And that's what they were handing out.
That people paid thousands of dollars
for.
Yes.
So
now he went to Billy McFarland, the organizer of the original Firefest, went to prison.
Correct. He went to prison for wire fraud and other forms of fraud. and he was released. And what is Billy? You can't keep, hey, Jane, you can't keep a rich man down.
Apparently not.
When the law and detractors say, please don't do this, he says, you know, guys, I got this. Because Fyre Festival 2 is coming to Mexico. But there's a small problem.
Is there a hitch?
Yeah, he had to put out a video saying that that it in fact was happening because the Mexican government, for where it's going to be held, has said they have not received one bit of notification from them. They have no idea what was happening. They didn't know that they were being scouted. And as far as they're concerned, there's no show.
When is this supposed to happen?
This is supposed to be happening later, I think in the summer.
It's sometime this summer?
Yeah, Fyre Fest. Oh, it's May 30th through the 2nd. It's supposed to be taking place in Mexico, and the government, the municipal governments have all said there is no, there are no permits pulled. So the festival is not going to happen. There are red flags all over the place, said a gentleman who works in the government where it's taking place. Isla Mujeres. Isla Mujeres has said that they have no idea what's going on. No permits have been pulled. No permissions have been granted. And Fyre Fest originally had given a long lead time. Like, they really advertised the heck out of this.
Right.
You knew who the artists were going to be. Fyre Fest 2 has been real quiet, and it's happening in a month and a half. Supposedly.
Supposedly. How much are they selling these tickets for this time?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we said they start at like $1,500 and go up to $1 million, depending on the package you're going to buy. Yeah. I mean, this is the absolute best example of can't keep a rich boy down.
And people will shell out for it.
Yes, absolutely. And for some people, if it's a wash or if it doesn't happen, you know, $1,400, $5,000, that's nothing to them. Like, I'm not going to play. Exactly. Lost that money.
Yeah, but for others, a $1,500 ticket just for the event, you got to get the flight to Mexico. Yep. There is no direct flight to Isla Mujeres. Nope. You're going to have to go through Mexico City and whatever. If you do land there and there is no Fyre Fest, at least we know Isla Mujeres has hotels.
Yeah, which
are looking for somewhere to stay.
I bet you those are booked up. The gentleman, Mr. Garza, said, I think they thought they would just announce it and then see if it got traction, then ask for the permits halfway down the path. It's a bit of a naive way to think. Yeah, I'm a producer. I'm an event producer. I've never produced an event this big, but I'm going to plan for a year before I even announce anything. And within that year planning, it's going to be the scouting of the land. It's going to be the permits, talking to the government.
Well, yeah.
And seeing if we could even build a stage on the island.
Calvin, you've been to Isla Mujeres.
Yeah, it's like...
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's like we took a day excursion there when we were in England.
You can almost bicycle the entire island.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like... The one side of the beach where obviously they drop you off for an excursion is all like shops. Then it seems like the other side is hotels, so I'm not really sure where you would have a concert.
Now for thousands and thousands of people, they would, yeah. So if you want, you shelled out for these Fyre Fest tickets, you may want to do a little research.
Yeah, he has said that we're producing a highly exclusive boutique and sustainable experience for Fyre Festival 2. It has top-tier private venues and hotels in partnership with our local allies who establish communications with corresponding authorities. Basically, it comes down to this. Are you going to believe the wire fraud news or the people who live there and say, hey, this ain't happening?
Once a grifter, always a grifter.
Nope, he'll get a job at the White House.
Natural. News is coming up next, and when we return, we're going to be talking bees, baby. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones have been targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines in major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT. In Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers. Now on 14 games in a row, Damian Lillard.
You know, they have a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks, Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners, Christian Yelich, back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to live to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million in the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Beach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty, but for lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. It's 36 at our studios.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you're wrong, just admit you're lied to. That's a lot easier to do. You just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. She's so real. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zoxio Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She's too good
Matinere on air. Jane Matinere, Greg Buck, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is very glitchy today. I don't know if you can even get on Twitter. Just a reminder, if you are looking for a new career path, if you have a younger person in your house who is always considered radio.
Jane, I'd love to get into radio.
You are in radio. If you would like to be a Greg, if you would like to be a producer like Greg or a producer like Calvin, those are among some of the job openings we have at Civic Media. Just go to civicmedia.us/careers and check it out. We are hiring. Civicmedia.us. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. I had heard about this on the Midwest Farm Report. I was driving home from work one day, and I'm like, a plane sends bees. And I was like, we got to talk about bees. So Chris Ramos is the Public Relations Director for Plains Farm and Fleet. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I did not know that Plains did bees. Has this been, been around for a long time?
Been around. This is our 70th year at Plains Farm and Fleet. We've got 45 locations. I always tell people the greatest thing about having 45 locations is that we've actually never closed the store ever in 70 years.
Wow.
So we stayed in our communities, and we have many stores celebrating their 50, 60, 70 years.
That's amazing. It really is. That's an incredible run.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it says a lot about the company and that people value you, so that's terrific.
Yeah, still family owned, and of course, we're really leaning into the hobby and home. And we want to do that farmstead and have that lifestyle, and bees are a big part of that.
Well, and
they're a lot of fun.
I would say, Chris, is it like over the last 10 years in particular that we have a lot more bee hobbyists now?
Yes, definitely. There's been a big focus on keeping the health and livelihood of our honeybees. We actually have bees on our corporate headquarters. It's taken care of by our employees here. We harvest the honey, which is really a fun thing for us to do. They consume the honey and give off the honeycomb. And we sell the honey as a fundraiser for profits. So we all have our bees that are like literally 100 feet away from our door. It's a great thing to do. And I think everyone's getting over that idea that bees. It's not these honeybees just want to do their job,
yep.
And you're there to help them.
And that's kind of one of the greatest things about being a beekeeper is you, granted it's work, but really the bees are the ones who are doing all the work and we get to enjoy the fruits of their labors.
Right. For centuries.
For centuries.
We definitely do sell bees. I've been all around to the other side, but there's nothing like coming home. I wanna sit on my front porch and drink my lemonade. It's kind of cool because the mail, they ship a entire Saturday night out high with cake in there. It's full of the kernel and honeybees. And that is all you need for high school.
Okay, go back to the carnelian honeybees. What does that mean?
It's pretty much the standard honeybee that you would pick. And it is one of the most people, once they have one hive, they do another hive. So the supply is really that you need are just the hive here. Even in the winter time, you just kind of inflate it. They live in there. They stay in there. They don't come out, so but they're
simple. So is it like a one cycle of bees, and then next year you will need to order more bees?
No, you don't reorder the bees. Those bees stay alive. So we do have to harvest that honey every year. The really nice thing is, for what we call the hobby beekeeper, the supplies are really, I think, kind of an easy grab. Once you buy them once, they're reusable. The hive, the panels, all that stuff. It's all the same. Have a lot of local hobbyists as well. A lot of people do join those too, or like a book club for honey.
That's a really smart idea though, Chris, because I was wondering too, does Blaine's offer any kind of classes or anything? But that would be a place to go. He's hobbyist kind of club.
Find your local association. We don't do on top of our website. We have a lot of people in our area that have picnics and kind of realize, oh, the pesticides are that much. Sure. Yeah. So just see the bees, just see how they're working, and kind of get that glimpse of that lifestyle.
If you're just joining us, Chris Ramos is our guest. He does public relations for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And we're talking about bees and the growing popularity of people keeping their own bees. And I think, as we had mentioned earlier, Chris, this is a growing thing in urban areas in particular. My sister lives in the city of Milwaukee, and her neighbor has bees. And it's great. And like you said, honeybees are not wasps. As far as being aggressive and stinging you and things like that.
Right. Now there is a time to be getting order. They like to get a lot of them in by March 16th. So we have a few more days to order. Just make your mind up. You don't want to wind up. Wishing for wishes with no pennies to throw. So go dream your heart out. Watch it unfold.
They gotta have a home to go to. They gotta have a home to go to.
Don't do the work for you. You gotta give a place to stay. And you're right, you don't need a lot of people. Life is waiting, elevated, climbing. Gonna take it for a ride. Up or down, you get to decide.
Just make your mind up. You make the right move. But I thought in that piece that I heard from the Midwest Farm Report that these were Italian bees, which got me thinking about if they buzz differently. This is it.
Yeah, Italian honeybees, but the mix. It is kind of funny if you think of it. Maybe the flavor
is a little
spicier.
To our Italian community of fans out there, we meant no harm by our Mario-like impression.
It was let it go, people. Just let it go. We're just talking about bees. The other thing I think, too, Chris, that is really important to reinforce to folks, how important bees are for so many things that we eat. You like strawberries? You like fruit? If we don't have bees, we're not going to have any of that stuff because they're pollinators.
Maybe have their own eggs with their chickens. Maybe have their own honey with their bees. Maybe take care of their local wildlife. And just say, you know what, I did my part.
Right.
I'm giving back to nature, and I did my part. And it was easy, and it was fun. And it turned into a hobby for our whole family. And that's kind of the hump that we want to get over. from the real function of Wayne Carpenter. A lot of our employees have that exact lifestyle.
Facing the cold wind, watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going. Don't need to know why.
Hail with the white lines.
Don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider.
I'm a huge fan of driving. I would say too much, but it's just great, aside from the portion of this, which we're going to talk about, is just the length of time you've been here in Wisconsin. In fact, you have as many stores, and none of them are closed, that you're such an ingrained part of this community that I just find that, I didn't know that at all. I think that's wonderful. But I just, before, I don't know, a week or two ago, I didn't like the idea of mailing these. I thought that would be something that was like super boutique. Like you have to contact a guy in Italy and be like, I'll send you beef. See, I don't have to do the accent. But yeah, it's just, but like, it's just, it's one more
alley.
But it's one more service you provide, and I think that's wonderful. I know friends who want to do it, but yeah, because it seems like you have to, like maybe 2-3 years ago, it almost seemed like, well, you have to be a business to do this. But now you don't, you just have, like you said, just a few blocks and you're good to go, and just a little bit of land. It's affordable and it's sustainable.
And it's really good for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just exciting that
I don't think that's wishy-washy at all. I think that's fantastic.
The community is an investment of time in your energy.
And who doesn't want to dress up in the big suit with the big smoky thing? I would try to dress up.
Oh, I was going to show up in a bee costume.
Featuring corned beef and cabbage.
Don't confuse the
with all the trimmings
Chris
Bravos
does public relations for Plains Farm and Fleet, and we'll include a link in there to their bee supplies. If you are thinking about it, you got a couple weeks yet. If you want to order bees, don't wait and do it now. It's been such a delight, Chris. We'd love to have you back. We'll talk chickens next time. We can talk about
with great food and community fun. And
information, thank you so much, Chris. Take care. Stick around. We have, this shouldn't be a thing. We're going to wrap
celebrate
up the show
Patrick's
coming up
AM
next.
Highland,
you are listening
Sunday,
to Matt Bear on air on the Civic Video Radio Network. We'll be right back.
From the center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona.
I love this one.
This is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening at that Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aline hoped that his son Rajiv would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajiv, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrc.fm/contest-terms. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In Racine, you can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave comments if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and if you can get on what used to be 4-year talk with you today. Right before we went to the break, we were talking to Chris Ramos from Lane's Farming Fleet about bees and beekeeping. A lot more people are getting interested in having backyard hives, especially in urban areas. John Lister from Hubertus says Milwaukee Waukesha Beekeeper Association.
Okay.
Good word, though. You're looking for some information about that. And John points out, too, when there are too many bees in one hive, they make a new queen, and then they leave to find a new queen. And our sons, isn't that interesting? He said, I saw these coming, very large swarm, very early, moving into my vacant bee boxes. So that's pretty cool. I love to hear that. I think that's great, and I think it just shows that more people are aware of the importance of those little things that buzz around.
I do think there's been, like, as we said earlier, the pointed attempt to make sure people understood. This is a honey bee. This is a young bee. This is a wasp. This is a hornet.
I guess you gotta be, they do different things.
Be aware of what they can do, but this, the bee itself.
Honeybees, bumblebees, all good things.
They all look like little fat furry bees. They're adorable. But the other ones, you know, beware. But yeah, removing the stigma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But we will include the link again to the lanes if you're considering maybe this is something you're thinking about doing. And if you want to order some bees and have them delivered in the next couple of weeks, you need to get your order in, I think, Chris had said, by March 16th. So you got until next week.
And make sure you tell me all the dates or families that you've done this.
Yeah, you want to give people a heads up about that. It is almost 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
It's time for something we do every day here.
At this time, yes, we would typically do... If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a Tisbat update.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, we had our summer city tis back called the Cheeto Czar edition. Cheeto Czar was from February the 24th, where there was a hot Cheeto.
A flaming hot Cheeto.
That's right. That was in the shape of a Charizard, which is a specific Pokemon. You wish now, if you don't know, Pokemon is a worldwide sensation video games cartoon playing card. That's the main thing. So what they did with this Cheeto Czar is they put it in its own little playing card, its own little case, and they put it up for auction. Now, in February, when we said it was going up for auction, they said it could gain as much as $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, it is sold.
Keep in mind, we're talking about a Cheeto.
A Cheeto. Yeah. No, not the card. Like, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a special. Like, no. It is a Cheeto in the shape of a Charizard that someone manufactured into a case for it, making it look like a Pokemon card. It sold for nearly $90,000.
Unreal.
$87,840 to an unnamed buyer. Golden Auction House has said on their social media. It is a 3-inch long Cheeto shaped like the character Charizard. Charizard from the Japanese anime franchise. It's affixed with a customized Pokemon card and enclosed in a box. So, yes.
If you ever wanted a sign that you have too much money, that might be it.
Whoever bought this, by the way, is going to Firefest 2, regardless of if there's a show happening or not. And they're going to bring the Cheeto Czar.
Look what I got, man.
Yeah.
Don't you wish this was yours?
Yeah. It's.
Social media users flooded the comment section of the Instagram post about the sale of the Cheeto Czar. Many questioning why someone would spend so much money on a singular Cheeto, while others wondered how the Cheeto came to look so much like a dragon. One user said, this is kind of stupid, but it's 2025, people are doing wild things.
Yeah, exactly.
Another joking, the Cheeto Czar would be their deathmobile.
What I really love is that when asked for comments,
yes.
Cheetos, who is owned by PepsiCo, a subsidiary of Frito-Lay, said, quote, Cheetos are crafted with individual care and designed to be unique, and the Cheeto Czar is no exception. I love that they're leaning in, that they love this. They're not coming at them with a lawsuit, cease and desist. They're like, it's a long-standing tradition for fans to search for fun, interesting shapes and sizes inside every Cheetos bag. I've never done that. I've only eaten Cheetos when there are no more Doritos left.
As a secondary. It's a tertiary backup. Well, that wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show will be joining us at 10:33 to kick around some of the latest news. Of course, Todd from noon to 2 today. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. Pat Brightlow, early mornings along with Greg on Up North News Radio from 6 to 8. And Earl Ingram right before us, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Greg and Callan and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling it, for texting it, for listening. It truly does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today. It's nice.
Yes.
And you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Selvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I used to smoke. I thought a cigarette is my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease. Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I've never had a damn thing.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. Massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saying in effect, don't panic, it'll recover. Some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again, but it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. That's going to be bad for everyone, and investors are selling in reflection of that to concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
Overnight, a low of 35.
A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose.